In the cold gray morning, Monroe County Commissioner Amanda Barge announced she's forming an exploratory committee to look into a run for Bloomington mayor. Barge addressed reports at RCA Park on Bloomington's south side earlier today. During the press conference, she repeatedly criticized current Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton's administration for alleged mismanagement. We'll hear Barge's full remarks in today's feature report.
Good morning. My name is Amanda Barge, and I'm a lifelong resident of Bloomington. I'm a mom. I'm a business owner. I'm also a community organizer. I currently serve as president of the Monroe County Commissioners, and we are the executive, administrative, and legislative body of county government. I'm here today to announce that I'm filing paperwork to create an exploratory committee, which is the first step towards a possible candidacy for mayor of Bloomington in 2019. And I'm here announcing in Broadview, which is one of my favorite neighborhoods. And the reason that we're announcing in Broadview is that it's emblematic of the importance of community. It has a rich history of neighbors and families who care about each other. Together, they faced adversity with imagination and determination during the departure of the RCA factory. Both of my parents and my father-in-law worked for RCA. I know firsthand how much that closure hurt families. Also, Broadview is one of only a few core neighborhoods still financially viable for lower and middle income families. And importantly, like nearby core neighborhoods, it stands to be impacted by many large local projects like Switchyard Park, the hospital move, and the expansion of our convention center, which makes collaborative and creative leadership so necessary. So, in the spirit of this strong and vibrant neighborhood, I am going to vow to represent all areas of this community, and to really amplify the voices of all people who are feeling not heard, no matter where they live. I want to be clear, I have every interest in running for mayor, but in order to do that responsibly, anyone choosing to be mayor must first listen and learn before they lead. I'm starting in Broadview, but I'll be visiting countless neighborhoods, social service organizations, and businesses in the coming weeks. And I'll detail my exact plans for my exploratory committee next Monday. But today, I'd like to outline three precise reasons that I'm exploring a run for mayor. First, we are not getting the government that we were promised. I supported John Hamilton. I made phone calls for him. I canvassed neighborhoods. I drove all over town putting out signs for him. I voted for him. I believed that he wanted to take Bloomington in a new direction, and that he would deliver on the progressive values many of us hold dear. What we heard were big promises, but what we got was my way or the highway governing. Nearly every city government initiative has stalled, derailed, or failed because of leadership that lacks inclusiveness or that truly values the input of other people. Whether it's annexation, the Bearcat armored vehicle purchase, the mishandled broadband initiative, the publishing of private addresses of drug overdose victims, or even something simple that could have been managed easily, like the introduction of scooter businesses, there seems to be a Midas touch in reverse effect going on. There may be good intentions, but there's bad management, and people are looking for a different style of leadership. Second, I believe I have the leadership, the skills, and I have the heart and the experience and the collaborative spirit that is necessary to do the job and to do it well. As a lifelong resident, parent, committed Democrat, small business owner, county executive, I know how to lead, and I appreciate the importance of having a collaborative vision that excites people and makes them want to be a part of their government, and that is so important. Through this campaign, I want to find out if Bloomington residents feel the way I feel about my fit for the job. Because running for mayor is a profound decision that deserves the utmost respect and attention. I like to know what other people think. I want to know what people want out of their public servants. I like to know how people feel about the policies that impact them. And so far, I'm hearing from a lot of you that you just aren't getting the government that you were promised. So many people are expressing concerns to me. We don't have enough high-paying jobs. We don't have an actual vision for affordable housing. And yet, still people suffering every day with substance use disorder issues. In many ways, I think we're in an identity crisis as we grow and we change. But I grew up here. We've always been changing. That's not necessarily a new challenge. We're still trying to decide what kind of town we want to be, and I want to help you figure that out. What is new and striking to me, though, is the way that we're approaching these opportunities and challenges and the ways that we're failing to do so. Those failed approaches bring me to my next reason. The third reason is that in my heart, I know we can do better and that this community needs someone to hear them. When I think about the talent of city government employees and hear from so many of them that they feel stymied by leadership at the top, I know they deserve better. When I see someone who adamantly criticizes the influence of money in politics, but then raise unprecedented amounts of cash from Indianapolis, from DC for a mayoral race, I know we can do better. When I constantly hear about city government hiring consultant after consultant, especially out of town, when I know we have local experts and we also have great city employees that can do that work, I know that we should be doing better. When issues blow up in city government's face because the public is excluded from input and decision making, I am determined that we can do better. When I see somebody who is changing the nature of our politics and government in Bloomington for our Democratic Party, I know that all I can think is that we can be better than that. We are better than that. So I'm creating an exploratory committee with the following principle: listening, learning, and leading, in that order. I'm excited about listening to my fellow residents on how they'd like to see their city government truly represent them. I'm excited to learn how I can be that person to get that done, and I'm excited to potentially lead us towards solutions. Thank you for your interest, and I look forward to working alongside you throughout this process. You'll all be hearing from me as I'm hearing from you. Thank you for being here today.
Right now, we have so many big challenges in this community, and what we need is collaborative leadership, and what we're getting is really sort of ask for forgiveness rather than permission. And what I'd like to do is to see us have a more inclusive city government.
You mentioned that you were a big supporter of the mayor's, actually, when he ran. You just touched on this, but what are some of the key things that you're seeing that don't really line up with what you thought you would?
Sure. In 2015, when he ran, he made a lot of great promises, and he promised to actually end homelessness within 5 years at one point. He made a lot of promises that really stuck with a lot of us locals here, thinking, yeah, we've got some major problems, and he had a really great progressive agenda. Unfortunately, though, every initiative I see him try has failed, and this isn't personal. I still consider John Hamilton a friend, and he himself will say that, you know, competition is good for democracy, so we're giving voters a potential choice should I decide to run.
What makes you think that you could have more success with getting some of those initiatives done?
Sure. So right now I'm just listening, right? So right now I'm going to spend the next few weeks talking to residents and hearing what they have to say, and then I'll make a decision if I'm actually going to run. And I will answer that question should I decide to definitely run. But right now I want to hear from people, and I want to hear from people that I normally don't get to talk to, and what they think and what they think is needed.
What type of timeline are you operating on?
Sure. So right now, starting today, I'm going to start today, and I'll be through the next few weeks through at the end of December, and I'll probably make a decision sometime in January.
You mentioned the money factor here. Yes. Against someone who does have the power to fundraise, do you think that you could be competitive in this race?
So if money won races, right, we wouldn't have seen so many incumbents kind of lose this past time. I think people are ready for something different. I don't think money should be what makes a good campaign. So absolutely, he does have a lot of money, and he will use the money, right? But what's important is our issues and what resonates with voters. That's what people care about. For example, we'll use the Bearcat as an example, sort of the lack of transparency. And I know that Mr. Hamilton likes to talk about, you know, how transparent he is. However, more often than not, we're learning about something after it's already happened, and then he'll have listening sessions. So it's this sort of backwards inclusivity, that by the time that the decision has been made, people don't feel heard and people don't feel represented. The convention center, trying to work with the city on the convention center, was absolutely a piece of the frustration that I feel and that so many of us feel in the county, but also city residents. I mean, I've met so many city residents who just want to see this happen and have felt frustrated by the mayor's decisions. But so yeah, it's just one piece in the pattern.
And are you hoping, because of your county ties, that you'll be able to do more in a position as mayor, possibly, if you decide to run?
I think anyone who has, if you look at the history of our mayors, they have had really great relationship with the county. In fact, one of our mayors was usually on the agenda and would come and visit the commissioners. I know that they regularly had lunch, and that is something that's missing. So absolutely what is needed is our better city-county relations. We're going to be releasing a detailed plan on Monday for sure. So, but absolutely, I'll be
including like town meetings or
absolutely
knocking
yeah.
on doors or
meetings, knocking on door, all those things. I'm pretty excited about it actually. And businesses, I'll be visiting businesses. We'll give it to everybody on Monday.
Who's in the exploratory committee?
That is something else we'll be announcing as well as time goes on. I'm just making the decision, just filing paperwork today, and just getting started. So,
have you filed yet, or are you doing that later?
I'm getting ready to go do that. Yep.
Like right after this?
Yes, right after this.
That was Monroe County Commissioner Amanda Barge speaking with reporters during this morning's announcement that she's formed an exploratory committee to look into running for Bloomington mayor.